V'zeh b'chinas hadudoim nosnu reach. This is also tied into the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it says the flowers gave forth a beautiful smell. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Shehem te'enim, that it refers to figs. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Herani Hashem shnei dudoi te'enim. Hashem showed me these two flowers, leaves of figs. Hadud ho'echod toivo ismoid, v'hadud ho'echod ro ismoid. One was very good and the other one was very bad. Ula osid, shneim yitnu reach toiv. And we're told that in the future, both of these, the good one and the bad one, are going to give forth a very sweet aroma, a very good smell. Hainu, this means that al yedei hatfila bebechinas din, shehi bechinas alei toina, through this tfila of din, which corresponds to the fig leaves, shemesakein chet Adam Rishon badover shekilkul boy, whereby we're correcting the sin of Adam Rishon with that same item that he messed up with. We're using the same ingredient. Al yedei ze zoichin lekoil hanal, that generates the coil, which nourishes all the good smells, the sweet aromas, which leads to being zoicha to the kind of reprimand that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu's toichocha was so special that from their sins he was able to bring forth a sweet aroma. He was able to, that Hashem had nachas from their sins. As a result of the sin, as a result of the mistake, they did such a big tshuva that the sin became a mitzvah. This, we know that. Bechinas nirdi nosan reichoikana, as we mentioned before, b'maimranal, as Rabbein Azal points out over there. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, hadudoim nosnu reach. Dudoim is plural. The two flowers, both flowers gave forth a sweet aroma. What do you mean? Sheshnei hadudoi teinim noisnim reach toiv. Both flowers, both figs, give forth a good smell. Afilu hateinim rois, even the bad figs, even the eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was a terrible thing, can be turned around to give forth a sweet aroma. Because it got corrected, it got fixed up completely through the tefillah of this powerful tzaddik. This is the whole concept of the tikkun for the sin of Adam Rishon. That's this pasuk that it says over there in the Chumash, right after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, it says they took those fig leaves and they made belts for themselves. And the Gemara says that this refers to the correction, the tikkun for the Eitz Hadas. Badovor shekilkalu boi nistaknu. With that item that they messed up with that they corrected. V'sebechinas, this is the meaning of another pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it says, Hateino chonto fageho, v'hagifonim smodar nosnu reach. The fig tree ripened its unripe figs, and the gifanim, the vines, the grapevines, smodar, they ripened their originally unripe grapes, nosnu reach, and they gave forth a sweet aroma. By correcting, by fixing the te'ena, meaning fixing the pigam of Adam Rishon, through this tefillah bebechinas din, this generates that sweet smell which comes from the coil that nourishes the gan. That's the pasuk that says about Adam Rishon that he said, Hashem, I heard your voice in the garden and I was filled with fear. Ukemavur b'mayim ranal, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Torah Ches. V'zehu hateino chonto fageho v'akvodim smodar nosnu reach. The fig tree and the grapevine, all of them gave forth a sweet smell. Ki horeach nimshach al yedei tikun hateino. The reach was generated, that sweet smell was generated when they corrected the te'ena, when they corrected the eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shehu b'chinas tikken chet odom arishayin, b'chinas vayispur alei te'ena. So here Rav Nosson Zal showed us clearly from the whole story of Adam Rishon how, again, usually we're looking to go with Chesed. Usually the Jews are on the right side, the other nations are on the left side. They're the opposition, they're the other side. And yet Rabbeinu Zal showed us over there in Likud Imran that there are certain times when, as a result of certain sins, Chas v'Shalom, the right side develops a problem with it, and if you try to use the right side to fix, it won't work because you attached yourself to the left side in a certain way, and therefore the only way you can fix it is by reversing what you did in the left side. Originally you did something with din in not listening to Hashem, and now you're going to do something with din, which is the ultimate listening to Hashem. You're going to give forth this tefillah bebechinas din, or the true tzaddik will give forth this tefillah bebechinas din, which is the rectification. One example of this that comes to mind automatically, we know that the Beis Hamikdash was the center of das for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that whoever has perfected das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built in his time. Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya keilu nivna Beis Hamikdash biyomo. So the Beis Hamikdash is the merkaz of das. That's where you had the greatest minds. The Sanhedrin Agdoila sat in the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohanim, when the Jews wanted advice, it says you will go to the Kohen or Shoifet and they'll guide you. They are the das. The Beis Hamikdash became destroyed. What do? We daven. We daven. When do we daven? By day, of course, right? Daytime is chesed. No, in middle of the night. What do you mean? Nighttime is the sitrachra. Yes, in middle of the night, we present this tikkun chatzois. And in tikkun chatzois, there are several sentences. There's a sentence there where we say, Aye kinoscho gvorasecha. Hashem, where's your muscles? Where's your power? The person was really crazy. You're asking Hashem for gvura, aye gvurascha? We're supposed to ask for aye chasodecha. No. Chatzois is one of the examples, especially the Tikkun Rochel, of this tefillah bebchinas din, where as a result of the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the das became defective, the rachmonis is defective, the tikkun for it is this tefillah bebchinas din. So too we have Tisha B'Av. When we sit on the floor, we take off our shoes. That's avela. That's din. Morning is din. Why are we doing that? I thought we're supposed to stay away from din. This is all in the category of this tefillah bebechinas din that reverses it all. And that's why it says that Moshiach is born on Tisha B'Av. From this tefillah bebechinas din comes forth this reach toiv, this sweet smell. It says about Moshiach that his great power will be his power of smell. We'll have a lot more on this coming up, Mitzvah Shem.